there. It's the God News You Can Use podcast. My name is Corey Reynolds, and I'm glad you've joined me today. Edition number 5, and the good news continues. The God News You Can Use, you can find us online at godnewsyoucanuse.com. Follow there, subscribe, and make sure that you never miss out on a brand new podcast. Easy. godnewsyoucanuse.com. It's happening. That means we need to head into story number 1. This is a follow-up from a story I actually did a couple of years back. Tawny was only introduced to the game of chess a few years ago. That's T-A-N-I, and he's an amazing kid. Now, he was living with his family in a homeless shelter. His parents had actually fled Nigeria. They were Christians. They came over to America, fleeing the persecution. They had Christian families and those in their church supporting them, but for a while, they had to stay in the shelter, and that's where 7-year-old at the time, Tawny, learned to play chess. What nobody knew at the time was that he had this innate ability, this talent that God gave him to be a champion chess player. Today at 10, he is a chess champion, taking home the New York's Best Players Trophy. This is for grades K through 3. He beat 73 other chess players. I was going to say players, but chess players, you got to be specific. I love the game of chess. No way am I near as good as this kid. But it all started off very humbly when he and his brother actually used to play chess together with homemade little pieces.
My brother made paper pieces with tape, and we just started to move pieces around. We move illegal moves everywhere around the world, but it was always fun.
You know what's really great about this story? Not only that amazing kid, but his whole family giving glory to God for their new life in America and giving him all the praise and glory and honor and worship. And that's what Tawny is doing. He can actually take this championship chess background that he has now and help spread the gospel. That's awesome. And God knew this all along, because in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And that verse is not a standalone just for an amazing 10-year-old. It's for all of us. So if your heart is heavy and you're feeling down and you're not really sure what's coming next, or you've got this burden hanging over you and you're praying and you don't know how to pray, just know that the Lord has already worked this out for you. He has plans for you. He declared it. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Count on Him. Pray, count on Him, pray. Do it again. Rinse, repeat. As we head into story number 2. Wow, this is amazing. An 8-year-old. We love talking about the kids here. A Florida girl. She saved a toddler's life, and she was given the Orange County Office's Citizen of the Year Award. You see, she was on vacation with her family. Most people are when they go to Orlando, sitting by the poolside, when here comes this toddler wandering away from mom. Nobody saw it but Ariana Hunter, the 8-year-old, sitting there poolside, and she knew exactly what she had to do.
It's just something that everybody should know what to do. I mean, it's not like a special thing.
I'm sure there's adults that may freeze up in a situation like that, and to see her doing this, it's unbelievable.
James 1:22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." This has probably happened to you. You've seen it in newscasts or online where somebody's in peril, somebody needs help or a rescue, and people will literally walk away from it, or they'll just freeze in terror not knowing what to do, or they wait for somebody else to do something. Not this particular day. She was a doer of the word and not just a hearer. She did not let that deception set in. Ariana, at 8 years old, saved this toddler's life. And boy, that mom was thankful. And that mom never really let that toddler get out of her sight again. Whew, that's the mom speaking in me. More God news you can use now with story number 3. And this is good news out of St. Paul, Minnesota, where a stolen car with a therapy dog inside, no less, was taken away. But they found it. Not only the car, but the dog. Happened to be the therapy dog for a United States Navy veteran. His canine companion's name is Ladybug. I love that. And the two have been together for the past 10 years. Mr. Booth, the Navy veteran, had been living in his car with the dog, and he was actually at a Catholic Charities parking lot when the car was stolen. Well, the officers that showed up to help this man, this was not lost on them, and they found that car, that dog. They've been reunited, Ladybug and Mr. Booth. I love that. Sounds like almost like a novel, doesn't it? Or a movie you could watch. And we got a happily ever after.
I couldn't sleep. And when I did kind of nod out, I'd have nightmares that something happened to her. I'm bipolar, manic depressant with PTSD, so she gives me a lot of support.
You can just hear how grateful he is. In Ecclesiastes 4:9, it says, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor." you know, your companion, it could be your spouse or maybe a friend of yours in life that you go through life with, that girlfriend that you go and talk to over coffee. It's always better to do this in pairs, no doubt about that. And sometimes it's a dog. Dogs are a gift from God. We have a 7-year-old border collie in our house, and he's like our kid. My kids are grown up, so he's like the new kid, and we just love him. We take him everywhere we go, and why not? And why not good news? We need more of it. Forget what the world is saying, what you just read online, or what the TV said. Click it off and listen to your God News You Can Use podcast. I'm going to tell you, there's good stuff happening out there, but if that was just a standalone, that it would just happen in the world and didn't have a tie-in from God's Word, or as it says in James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, we might be a little bit discouraged, but don't let your heart be troubled, because God is in control. He's got you. Good news is happening out there. Don't let the fear, don't let the lies get to you. It's good stuff, and it's happening out there, and I get it for you with the God News You Can Use podcast. I'm already on it for the very next podcast. And thanks as always for listening. I'm Corey Reynolds. Check it out at godnewsyoucanuse.com. Like, follow, and subscribe.